What's up, my friends? It's Matt Prince here, the five-dimensional strength coach. Welcome back for another episode of the Matt Prince podcast. Today's topic is this: your capacity determines your life. All right, so sorry, first of all, there's been a few people have asked me why I haven't been shooting many podcasts. I have been shooting a couple a week. I actually shoot them and forget to post them because I shoot them and then I train, and then sometimes I just forget to post them. They're saved, ready to go. So you'll get all those backlog ones. Well, you probably heard them by now because they're already recorded. But that's why that hasn't happened. And then I shot a killer one a couple of days ago, and it was awesome. I was really happy with it, but I got back to, you know, where I was going home, and I went to press stop record on the thing, and I realized that the whole time I was speaking for like 16 minutes it hadn't been recording. So I was like, fucking hell, like, but that's just, you know, technology and Matt Prince, it doesn't work well. Anyway, we're here today. Now, what I wanted to do: capacity determines your life. So when you think about this, there's three levels of the things that you got going on in your journey, and three levels that I suppose, you know, are all at different stages. So level number one, you don't have the capacity to hit the result that you want. Like you're before anything, like you're at the very, very start, all right? Because your capacity is just low. Level number two, you're at a certain level that you can maintain. Your capacity is good enough to hit the target that you're aiming for and then to maintain that target. Okay, so you've gone from zero, you've raised your capacity up. Like your capacity is, when you're at zero, your capacity is just not there to maintain the goal or even to achieve the goal. You don't know the skills, you don't know the processes, you just haven't done it, you can't do it yet, right? When you're at level two, you've maintained something. You've got to a level, it's like, all right, I've achieved this, now I'm gonna try and maintain it. I'm gonna try and keep it going, keep it afloat. And your capacity has to be a certain level to keep that thing afloat, whatever that is in your life, right? And then the third level is you don't have the capacity to go to the next level, all right? So when you're trying to go from level one to level two, there has to be a rise in capacity, all right? Once you're at that target, once you're at your goal, once you've hit the thing you wanted to hit, you need to have a certain amount of capacity to maintain and manage that thing, right? And then to go to a new height, a new level, you have to raise your capacity again, and this process just keeps going and going and going forever. Now, this is something that you'll see everywhere in your life pop up as I explain this, and a few levels that you can think of with me, right? I'll give you a body example. So in my jiu-jitsu, we'll go strength, right? When I first started strength, I was like 14, 15 years old. I think I was in between that period. I'd just broken up with a girlfriend. I'd been dumped, and it was a horrific, horrific dumping. I was all upset. I thought, you know, I was never going to settle down and have kids and all that sort of stuff. Like, I had no chance, I'm a loser, all this sort of shit. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna get back at these people and get really strong and jacked. So that was my thought process. I'm like, all right, cool, I'm gonna get massive. And I don't know exactly what age it was, but I started working out. I went to the gym, I got a membership, and I started doing like my triceps, and I started doing, you know, like pecs and biceps, and just doing a heap of random shit that I'd seen other big guys in the gym doing. Now, when I started, I was really, really weak. Really weak. Like, I was skinny fat. I was a skateboarder. I was drinking like copious amounts of Pepsi. We used to drink, instead of buying water when we were skating, we'd buy like 2 liters of Coke, or Coke, vanilla Coke was what I liked back then, or Pepsi, whatever was really cheap. You could get something for like $1.30, so you had the rest of the money to spend on like KFC chips or something. That was how we sort of rolled. But our parents would generally give us like $5 for the day when we were skating. You know, anyway, that's sort of what we did. We just drank heaps of soft drinks. So my body shape was like skinny arms, flat chest, little pot gut. Like, I wasn't terribly out of shape, but I wasn't in shape. I was fit because of skating. Like, I used to skate a lot, but I just had this like sloppy body. I'd call it skinny fat body, right? So I go into the gym and I'm at zero. And to get to, you know, the size and stuff that I was aiming for, like to be bigger and stronger than, you know, the guy that stole like the old love of my life off me, right? This is before Chantel too, so just so you guys have got some context. It's a long time. I started going out with Tal when I was like 15, so I might have even been 13 or 14 at this point. But I had this thing. I'm gonna fucking get massive. I'm gonna, you know, be the guy who can stand over anyone. No one's gonna fuck with me ever again. Rah rah rah. And I went in there and I was like a puny little skinny fat kid, like young teen, okay? And then as I started working out, I started getting a little bit stronger, and my capacity started to be able to handle a little bit more weight. And by chance, I just kept trying to add more weight and stuff. I had no idea what I was doing. If I had me now training me, like, I'd be an absolute monster, just so you guys know. So like the kids that come in, one of the kids, young kids, I believe his name's Eli. I've just had a complete blank, but he's a really, really cool kid. He's been training with Chaz the last two sessions. He's like 13, 14, and he's absolutely smashing it, like works really, really hard. When he's my age, he's going to be a monster if he keeps at it. Like, it's going to be incredible. It's either Eli or Elijah. I feel really bad. I'm going to have to ask his dad just to clear that up so I don't call him the wrong thing. But he's doing an amazing job in the gym. Like, he's pushing, pulling sleds, like having a real crack, and it's awesome to see, right? He's like 13, 14 years old and just in there going. Now, he's got us guiding him, which is good. I didn't have anyone guiding me back then, which was bad. But anyway, I got to that level. I got a bit better, a bit stronger, and my capacity rose up and got better, right? And then I was like, you know, when I was like 16, 17, 18, starting to learn how to lift properly and starting to train a little bit harder and smarter, still dumb, but a little bit harder and smarter, my capacity went up another level, and I had to like try and work out how to maintain that level without getting injured, because I was in this rapid thing. I'm like, add weight. I kept getting injured, like tendonitis in my elbows, you know, tweaky shoulders, you know, things like that. You would have had it yourself if you just keep trying to progress up and you don't have a good systematic plan. Things just break down. It's just the way it is, right? So you have to sort of be structured with that. There has to be planned deloads, there has to be planned shifts in exercises so you're not getting overuse injuries, all this stuff, right? And now I'm at another level where it's like, hey, look, I've gone from being able to, you know, choke myself with a 20 kilo bar. Now I can bench press 150 kilos and like my body weight's gone up, you know, 30 kilos or plus, probably 34 kilos. I think I was about 67 when I started. Now I'm about 100. And so there's been a massive progression there. Now, same deal in business, right? Like, sorry, for me to get to the next level, my capacity isn't there yet. So I've gone from level one to level two, and that's gone to level three. Now, for me to go from level, again, my level one's baseline now, where I'm at 150, for me to get to like a 200 kilo bench press, it's just not possible just yet, right? I need to get a new set of skills. I need to keep getting stronger. I need to be working harder, doing all this stuff to be able to progress up towards that target. Okay, and that's just going to take a lot of time and work and effort and whatever. Like, I need to essentially, the old me has to die, and I need to progress and grow to hit that if I choose to pursue that goal. Now, in business, it's a very, very similar thing. Now, I've had Royal Fitness, we got it up to, I believe it was about 283-ish members last year in 2018. That's quite a big effort with the structure that we run in the gym. Like, it's not a common result. Like, Royal Fitness is very uncommon in everything it does, but that's a very uncommon result. Now, I got to that because I'm getting quite good at marketing and sales, right? Like, it's something that I study a lot and something that I put a lot of time and effort to and help grow that thing. Now, problem is, you know, when I first started in the gym, I had no idea, and I just trained people and got them fitter and stronger, which is good. It sort of grew and did, I got better, right? And then as I started wanting to grow, I started to learn all these marketing and sales skills, and it rapidly accelerated my growth and Royal Fitness's growth. It really did. So we get up to this like 283, I think it was, in the number, and I couldn't maintain that, right? My leadership as a manager, as a boss, as a, you know, gym owner, it wasn't at that level. My capacity wasn't there. Basically, it was just turning too chaotic, essentially. So what happened by chance is, like, the influx of people that we had, it just didn't work out, and we dropped back down to the level that I'm comfortable at maintaining. Like, I've maintained around that 230 to 250 members. I've done that a lot, and we've been in an, like, down, like, around that area for the last couple of years and maintain that really, really healthily, and it's all good, right? As soon as I creep that up to that higher 270s, 280s, towards that 300 benchmark that I was aiming for, that's where shit starts to break down, and I really start to notice where my skills and my capacities are lacking. And that's in leadership, it's in management, it's in you know, it's in scaled systems and all these sorts of things. So you can sort of see a few things. Like, in the fitness game, like, to get to the next level, for me to get to that next bench press target or that next belt in jiu-jitsu, right, to get to the next level in business, the next, you know, being able to manage that 300 members and have a leadership capacity for myself and have a team that can handle that, I need to grow rapidly as a man. I need to change. I need to transform and I need to progress, okay? What I'm looking at, what I'm trying to get to, the point of all this stuff, is that there's areas in your life, whether it's in your body, in your mind, in your relationships, in your careers, in your fun, where right now your capacity is at the beginning. It's at the zero and you don't have any skills and you need to progress. All right, some of you will be at a level where you've been maintaining whatever it is you're doing for the last, you know, however long, but you want to go to a new level. Now you need new skills to go to that new level. You need new habits, new patterns, new beliefs, new thought processes. You need all of those things to get to that next level, that level three. And then this process, because we're always evolving and expanding as like five-dimensional beings, like we're, you know, anyone who listens to this podcast in the same boat here, but we're always trying to progress and grow. So we need to be super, super aware that we're never going to make it, okay? This is a podcast topic for another day. I won't go into it right now, but we're never actually going to arrive. We're never going to be content and happy. So we need to constantly look at, hey, what are the things that we need to get better at and improve on to raise our capacity to go to that next level? Now, for me, when I was trying to get up better in the business side of things, it was sales and marketing. Now, that's an issue for me because my sales and marketing, I can do it, but it means that if I add too many people, everything else goes to shit. I fuck other things up. I don't have that capacity and mindset to be able to handle those things yet, right? So I need to bring up those before I can safely do that, and then I'll be in maintenance period at that higher level again. So I hope that makes a little bit of sense. But what my question for you guys is today is very, very simple. Where in your life across the board, body, mind, relationships, business, fun, aren't you paying attention to the weak areas that's holding you back in what your, I suppose, maximum capacity would be? What's the thing that's keeping you where you are now in a maintenance level? Now, part two to that, what is the one skill or one focus point that you can go to take you from where you are right now at level two in maintenance to go to level three in growth and start working towards that target? What is that area? What is that one skill that you need to start throwing in and start, you know, doubling down on to make sure that you're not held back where you're stuck at right now? Anyway, that's all I got for you guys today. I hope that helps out. I'd encourage you, please, to do the work because it's going to benefit you if you get these questions answered and start chipping away towards them. I'd also encourage you guys, if there's somebody else who you think might benefit from hearing this, please share it up with them. It'd be much appreciated. If you think it's good stuff, please share it. But beyond that, guys, I hope you're all well. I do plan on getting some more podcasting stuff done. But yeah, I just haven't had the best luck with technology lately. So it's and I broke my nose too. So that was why I didn't have one yesterday. Just that's again another story for another day. But I'll fill you in on all that in the next couple of days. All right, talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye.